Chapter 9. Evil. 116. Hurry in the direction of virtue, and reject any evil that arises in your mind. Those who are slow to make merit will find their mind delighting in evil. Note. The word evil is used here to translate the Tibetan term digpa, which indicates something toxic and poisonous. Sin, or evil, is poisonous for it arises from the five afflictions or poisons. Good intentions, if weak in commitment, easily fall prey to evil. The good that I would do, I do not do, while the ill that I would not do, I do. The need for mindfulness, heedfulness, and discernment is emphasized again and again in this text. Getting lost in the polarities is easy. Staying on the middle way is hard. 117. If a person commits much evil, they should not continue to repeat this. They should not develop a longing for evil, since the accumulation of evil leads to sorrow. 118. If a person creates merit, they should continue to repeat this. They should develop a longing for virtue, since the accumulation of virtue leads to happiness. 119. For as long as their evil has not ripened, the evil person can still encounter good events. But when their evil ripens, the evil that was done becomes visible. Note, all sentient beings have accumulated negative karma, yet the consequence of this activity is invisible to us until it ripens. When ripe, the consequences of evil deeds are manifest, and one can no longer pretend that one is simply a nice person. 120. For as long as their virtue has not ripened, that person can still encounter evil. But when their virtue ripens, the good that was done becomes visible. 121. Do not think lightly of evil, believing that its consequences will not come to you. Just as a water jug is filled up, drop by drop, so a foolish person gathers evil, bit by bit, until they are full. 122. Do not think lightly of virtue, believing that its consequences will not come to you. Just as a water jug is filled up, drop by drop, so a virtuous person gathers virtue, bit by bit, until they are full. 123. A merchant with valuable goods and only a small escort avoids dangerous paths, and a person who loves life avoids poison. Likewise, one should avoid evil. 124. If your hand is free of wounds, you can carry poison in it. Poison has no effect if there is no entry wound. Those who do know evil are untouched by evil. 125. The fool who harms an innocent, pure and faultless person finds that their evil rebounds on them, just like fine dust thrown into the wind. 126. Some beings are born in the womb, while the evil go to the hells and the virtuous to the highest realms. But those free of corrupting taints pass into nirvana. 127. There is nowhere on earth, not in the sky, or in the ocean, or in clefts in the rocks, where one can escape the results of one's evil deeds. 128. There is nowhere on earth, not in the sky, or in the ocean, or in clefts in the rocks, where one can evade death.